12. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
Claire, we are getting to the end of Bachelor in Paradise Season 2.
Yeah, but which is crazy because it feels like it started yesterday.
Yes, that doesn't mean the drama has stopped.
No. One bit of drama, one of the couples, mm-hmm. or not couples, or couples, it one depends of, on what night you look at.
Yeah, very good point. Joining us now to take some time out of Paradise to give us an update on what's going on. It is Alicia. Good morning, Alicia.
Hey, Alicia.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Yeah,
not too
good.
Bad.
Now, you've had a bit of a rocky relationship, haven't you?
Yeah. It's been a bumpy road.
You've had a couple. Hey, Alicia, I want to update you from a couple of nights ago of what happened with Jules and the whole turmoil before the rose ceremony where you decided to give him a rose. This is what he had to say, obviously, not to you, but to the cameras about Tennille, and we're going to have your reaction in here too.
I'm getting along kind of better than I could have ever thought. How good? This is really good. Whatever is going on with Tennille right now, it feels good, it feels right, it feels real, it feels amazing. I think I need to take my own advice and follow my heart. And that's telling me to just follow Tennille.
But wait,
I'm like feeling so shitty about this situation that I am contemplating leaving Paradise.
Okay. Alicia, you watching that back a couple of nights ago, would that have changed you giving him a rose? Because he came back from the dead. He convinced you that you were the one and you gave him the rose over poor old Wes, who's just not having a good crack on reality television at all.
Yeah, I know. Poor Wes. I felt so bad.
Yeah, absolutely. But
so would you do the same thing again after hearing all that, after hearing him pretty much sell you out and go for Tennille?
Oh, look, I was always pretty aware. Like, I'm not really seeing anything new. Like, okay. I was aware of Paradise. I knew that he had strong feelings for Tennille. I think he is, I don't know how to put it diplomatically. He's a little bit
Don't be diplomatic.
Hopeless.
Just say what you're thinking. There we go.
He's a bit hopeless when it comes to women. He was in the army for like 5 years, and he's pretty inexperienced when it comes to dating. So I suppose I'm the opposite. Like, I've had quite a few serious relationships, and I know when you click with someone, that's just magnetic.
It's hard. I know.
It was like that. So I had to give him a second chance.
You mentioned he was in the army. Is there any proof to the pudding with the rumours going around at the moment that he was left on a bad note? Do you know anything about that?
Oh, you'll have to ask him.
Ooh. Oh, come on, Alicia. Give us some goss.
Not my
part. Okay. Right. Okay. There's something interesting there. That's all right. We'll find out. We're investigative journalists here.
So, Alicia, going back to your relationship, though, I mean, where are you sitting? Where are you sitting right now? Do you actually want to be with him? If this is, I mean, he's so all over the place.
You look pretty tight with a Canadian douchebag last night.
Look, I like definitely ran around Paradise pretty much like with a megaphone, being like, "Oh, it's like he's the hot Canadian." And Daniel is absolutely lovely, but I just don't think I didn't feel that spark and that energy that me and Jules had. And I suppose I was just, it's probably silly. And a lot of people are like, you know, messaging me being like, how could you? But I don't know. There's just like, as I said, I've been in quite a few serious relationships, but I know when something is different.
Alicia, we wish you all the best in trying to find this love, but I don't, to be honest, I'm not sure with how up and down everything is, how much love you're going to find in that paradise right now.
You'll have to keep watching.
In saying that though, somehow I can see you two coming out of the fire unscathed compared to a lot of the other couples, so we'll see what happens. Well, we hope you have a stellar rest of the season.
Yes.
We can't wait to see what unfolds over the next few nights and week.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks,
see
Alicia. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.